With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm very happy to be joined now by the assistant manager of Mile Marker 1 in Gloucester, Kyle Mayberry. And Kyle, welcome to MSO.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, for those who don't know, Mile Marker 1, that's a nautical term, but it's also a restaurant at a resort in Gloucester, and we're going to talk a lot about that in a minute. But first, Kyle, tell me a little bit about your background and how you ended up being the assistant manager of this restaurant.
Well, it all started back when I was a sophomore in high school. I was looking for a new summer job and stumbled upon a really brand-new restaurant. Still hadn't been built yet. The bones were there, but still putting on the last touches. My older sister and I applied, got accepted, and that was the beginning of that. Flash forward 8 years later, and I was offered a position as a manager, as an assistant manager, and it's just been one day of proving that I'm worth it ever since.
Well, we should point out that you did go to high school here on the North Shore, and where'd you end up going to college?
I went to Mass College of Liberal Arts out in North Adams, Mass. Most people know it better as North Adams State College, but has since gotten its name changed.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, Mile Marker has a great reputation. It's for those who don't know, it's located on the property of Cape Ann Marina, which is a resort off of Essex Avenue in Gloucester as you head toward the harbor. And tell me a little bit about the genesis of Mile Marker 1, Kyle, because I know that it arose from the ashes of other stuff, I believe, but also, it had been, we'll get to about what the virus has done, but a little bit about the makeup of Mile Marker, what it is, what it offers, and so on.
Well, so there's always been a restaurant on the Cape Ann Marina property. Most people remember the Gull, which was a great restaurant for a very long time. And even in the earlier times before the Gull, there was a little club scene over there run by the Dominic family, who are fantastic people, great people to work for. But about 8 years ago, June 2012, they decided that they wanted to try again. The Gull had started to go south and was sold, and the business was sold, and we decided that we wanted to open up a new spot. And so our general manager at that time came in with the vision of really providing people with a great property, great waterfront views, located right by the hotel, so hotel guests could easily get in and out, and pool members could have a great place to hang out after their swim. And it really took off from there. So the first couple of years, we had only outdoor seating available with a small indoor dining room, but most of our seating was outdoors. The bridge deck is probably the most popular and what people think of when they think of the Cape Ann Marina Resort and Mile Marker 1, with great bar. We had live entertainment. It quickly turned into a club type of scene with big bands every night on the weekends, and occasionally a little acoustic mixed in during the week. And that's how Mile Marker really got its reputation in Gloucester. And over the years, we matured slowly but surely. We are under new general management now. Patrick has been great. You know, he has a new vision of being a restaurant first, and then the rest will fall into place, which is really the best way to go about running a restaurant. You focus on great food, great service. You know, no gimmicks. That the only gimmick is the great food and great service.
Indeed, and there are so many other things to offer under normal circumstances, but let's not talk about what you don't have. Let's talk about what you do have. And since you have been reopened, it's really flowing quite nicely. Your staff is obviously well-trained, and you're able to seat a lot of patrons, aren't you?
We are. So we're blessed with the bridge deck to have that much outdoor seating available. It's a giant space. You know, we're down to 50% capacity, but we can still fit, you know, up to 100, 120 between the bridge deck and the outdoor seating on the piazzas, as we call them, out in front of the hotel and the pool area. So between those two areas in the bridge deck were able to pack in a lot of people while still maintaining a great social distancing and keep everybody feeling safe. And obviously that starts at the top with our staff being very well trained and understanding that it's not about them, it's about the individuals who come in and decide that they want to come out of their houses and join us instead of, you know, going on total lockdown with everything that's going on in this world.
Well, the website is very easy to navigate. It's got a really interesting set of illustrations up here, what you can expect from us and what we ask of you, which is really cool. But also, it says here you can actually book a table online.
Yes. So if you go to our website, milemarker1.com, there is a link to book a table, which will redirect you to our site on opentable.com, and you can book a reservation through there. You know, with everything that's been going on, and we haven't had too many people working the phone lines because of all of our business is outside, and we try to stay focused on the people who are here and try to make sure that we're providing guests with the ultimate service that we can. So go online, book a table, and, you know, we'd be happy to see you.
Yeah, and I should point out, I was there on a very busy Friday night recently, well, this past weekend, very easy to get into. The place was humming. The line was short, but the line was steady. It is a full service restaurant. I mean, you have beverages, you have a complete. And where do we find the? Is the menu online as well?
There is a menu online on our website, and you can also order takeout online as well. And that also has a link to our menu as well.
I'm loving it. Now this is going to put you on the spot, Kyle, because we didn't talk about this in our pregame warm up here, but. At some point, and I don't know if it has to do with the governor's phase or something or other, but at some point that big tent will open up again and you will resume entertainment. That is in the plans, isn't it?
You know, I'm not really sure what's in the plans. We would like to bring some music back, and a lot of people have been asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm not really in a position to give you a definitive answer. If the state allows, sure, we might bring back some acoustic somewhere down the line, but like I said, I can't guarantee it will return to the place that it was. And honestly, with the way things have been going, a little live entertainment, a little acoustic would be great, but anything beyond that would just be a waste of dining space.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's I don't see it's in the foreseeable future to get crowds back at all. I don't think any place can do that. So that's good. I appreciate that answer. Anything else you want to mention, Kyle, about Mile Marker 1?
Well, I mean, we have such a great staff, and, you know, we have been trying so hard to make sure that we strive to improve every single day. Nobody walks into a shift and says, I'm just going to coast through this shift. I'm not going to, you know, just take my time and only care about the money that I'm making instead of the people that I'm serving. Everybody's been really refocused on making sure that every day, whether it's, you know, learning a little bit more about the menu and understanding the regulations that we have in place, it's really been a big growing period for us, and I think it's actually selfishly helped us develop as a restaurant. So, I mean, you can't beat the water views, you can't beat the service that you'll find here, and the food has gotten so much better over the last year and a half. Wheels has been really stepping up his game, and the guys in the kitchen and girls have really found a nice groove.
Well, I want to mention too that you're out there in the trenches with the staff. You're out there with your wait staff. You're assisting them and helping them and talking to people. It's a very pleasant environment, Kyle. I thank you for the great service we had the other night.
Oh no, the pleasure was all mine. It was lovely meeting you and your daughter and having that conversation with you. I'm actually thrilled to have had the opportunity to meet you.
Excellent. Well, same here. And we'll keep the line of communications open. That is Kyle Mayberry, who is the assistant manager at Mile Marker One Restaurant in Gloucester.